Good morning, everybody, or whoever's. This is not. Yeah, let's put the sun right behind my head. Not my usual spot, different park, but I wanted to get out of my office because it's always too noisy in there. Did you see me on Scott Adams or hear me on Scott Adams' show? So we'll do the simultaneous sip. I have what's. This is the most Israeli. Except not in the huge mug. This is Bott's coffee. This is basically just coffee grounds with boiling water poured on them, and you kind of filter it by not taking big gulps. It's an acquired art. All right, Tommy Robinson and the panorama thing. We have been given a gift here, my friends. A complete gift, because what we're going to get is we're going to get a look right under the kimono, underneath the way in which the corrupt and dying mainstream media operate. Now, without going into sort of the specifics of what Tommy has got, because it's delicate, it really, there's identities of people other than Tommy that are wrapped up in this, and I'm not sure exactly the final form that Tommy will present. But you have to realize what happens when what's public already is that Panorama, working with Hope Not Hate, were looking to make a piece of journalistic malpractice in order to attack Tommy Robinson. So they weren't doing what has been done by the chap who's made this actually pretty excellent, which I haven't watched it all because just time. There's a three-part Who is Tommy Robinson? And it's on Tommy's YouTube page. I already see that probably Hope Not Hate, probably Antifa, who are their pals, they have already attacked this documentary, this three-part, three-hour documentary of who Tommy is. They've attacked that and with strikes, and so some of it is hidden or limited state. You can find all of Tommy's stuff actually mirrored on BitChute, BitChute.com/Tommy Robinson. Everything that he puts on YouTube gets automatically mirrored to BitChute. If he should be thrown off YouTube, all his stuff will be there on BitChute. And the guys at BitChute, who I speak with from time to time, they're friendly and they're not, you know, unless someone puts a gun to their head, which could happen, they're not going to be throwing Tommy off anytime. The point here is that Panorama did not set out to make an honest view or an honest documentary about who Tommy Robinson is. They set out by absolutely malicious means to find anybody who would have a bad word to say about Tommy. And gather up all of those bad testimonies into one place and to try and put together a case about Tommy that just isn't him. So they want to try and find anything, any malfeasance, money, sex, anything they can pin on him. Racism, obviously, the usual stuff that they've been trying to land a blow for a decade. I mean, the guy's been in the public eye with the EDL first and then leaving the EDL and then his court dramas. And seriously, other than sort of far left weirdos writing their own blogs, you know, making stuff up and looking for Hitler salutes in crowds 200 meters away from him, that kind of nonsense. Other than that, there's no evidence that he's a racist, because he's not a racist. And those of us who spent time with him or speak to him regularly, we just know it. So for Panorama to find the evidence is going to take, you know, a monumental act. It's like going after Trump for all these years now, trying to prove that he's in collusion with the Russian. And he's not, because there's no evidence that he's in collusion with the Russians, because he's not. And then, you know, an NBC journalist I see on Twitter this morning is saying, well, they didn't say that there's absolutely no evidence. There's no crime. There can't be no... that's not how this thing works. But Panorama were trying to make stuff up. And that's on the tapes. they are they were coaching interview subjects what to say in a forthcoming interview. This is a very big no-no in the field of so-called accurate journalism. You do not tell your interview subject what they must say in order to be on your television program. And the other thing that they were doing, and you know, I'm not going to go into any details on this, just to say generally the press can do this sometimes. They can put heavy pressure on an interviewee. They can threaten them with all sorts of, with exposure of just ancillary nonsense, but that might be damaging to them or their families. And say, if you don't talk to us on camera, if you don't tell us something you know about this person, we might release this, that, or the other about you. And if Tommy Robinson's really got very strong evidence that that's what BBC Panorama were doing, that's a hell of a hit. Now, the other thing he might have evidence of is that when presented with information that Panorama want to believe, that may be false or made up, they take no steps, they commit no acts of journalism to actually verify information that's presented to them. That would be another massive act of journalistic malpractice, which I'm pretty sure that they have done many times in their careers, but it's good for them for this to be shown. I mean, the net takeaway is that these people obviously have an ideological problem with Tommy Robinson. They obviously want to attack him. They obviously are not interested in telling you, the British tax-paying, license-paying public who pay their wages. Now, I'm betting, and I'm not sure about it, I don't know whether, like, the video that Tommy put out last night of John Sweeney drinking himself into an absolute drunken stupor and boasting about it being on expenses, I bet you there's going to be, I don't know this for sure yet, but they're going to say, ah, this was an external production company that he works for. But in the end, it's the BBC shelling out the money. And just the meal, 220 quid, and then the other meal for 100 and something more. That's just the tiny, teeny, tippy top of the iceberg of spending. If they're going to make a program and spend months having crews on standby, interviewing subjects, renting locations, paying camera people, paying sound people, doing all of this stuff, that the money that has gone into making a documentary about Tommy Robinson that is fundamentally flawed from a journalistic point of view, because they did not set out to find out who Tommy Robinson is, they set out to find only damaging evidence about Tommy Robinson. The money that may have been spent on this effort, which then results, in this case, I suspect it won't result in any footage that the BBC will ever present to the public, for various reasons. But, you know, if the charges that Tommy is going to lay at them and has laid already with the small snippets, if they land, if those charges are valid, then the BBC cannot broadcast anything they've done, and will of course bury it. They won't release any of the footage because that would be entirely wrong. So you'll have spent, you, the taxpayer, the license fee payer in Britain, will have spent a lot of your money on nothing, with no end product. And in fact, it might be the other way. It might wind up, there may be some case for action where Tommy can actually sue the BBC for what they've done so far. Again, you foot the bill. These people are always spending other people's money. They have no commercial interest to answer for. They're given massive latitude that, you know, all of these vices and BuzzFeeds and stuff are suddenly discovering that there is a real market that they have to satisfy. And you know, if people don't want to read their stuff or watch their programs, or if they're presenting programs that are fundamentally dishonest and the people are starting to understand that, then they're going to get cancelled. With the BBC, they're still safe till 20 whatever it is with their charter. Really, you've got to stop the BBC being given taxpayer money. That's your only recourse. And that would send an absolute shockwave through the upper echelons of the effete media, that the sort of London illiberal elites who run the media in Britain. And that extends beyond the BBC, of course. Now, the other part, which I brought up in my other video, is, of course, we're still in absolute complete media silence. Tommy pointed it out. He has a fake argument with his wife about a phone charger on Instagram. It's on the cover of the Daily Mail or the Mirror. You know, the video is splashed all over the internet on their internet. This is nothing. Nothing. Not a word. No, I mean, the level of coordination necessary for them all to ignore it is something I thought one of them would split ranks, because one of them, you know, maybe the Daily Mail or something, because essentially these videos are free money for them. They take one of his videos down, they rebrand it, put it on their website, and they get clicks and traffic, and they sell it to their advertisers. They can make tens of thousands of pounds out of any one of these stories. Zip. Zip. The word has come down. It's almost like a government D-notice. In Britain, there's a thing called a D-notice, which is... The government can actually send out a letter to all the press and say, you cannot talk about this. They can do it for national security reasons and various legal reasons. They can do it. I cannot even begin to believe that to protect the BBC's Panorama programme, there is a D notice. I don't believe that. But it is as if there is one, because the level of acceptance that thou shalt not mention that Tommy Robinson has exposed, has undercover footage of Panorama, and it's not just the undercover footage, you know, the whole thing he appears to have done, which, you know, bringing John Sweeney to a venue of Tommy's choosing and then showing him selected highlights of undercover footage, you know, this is a level of program making and documentary making and that I've never seen in an independent sector. I don't, you know, James O'Keefe has done tremendous work with Project Veritas in America, but I've not seen him manage to get one of his subjects into a room that's fitted out with professional cameras and then show him the footage. Normally, you know, the best O'Keefe has managed to do is to sort of doorstep them as they're going into their office and say, what do you think about this? No, this is a whole nother level showing. And you know, I've seen the blogs that say, specifically on the cannibal thing, that there is a charitable interpretation that John Sweeney was trying to say that to see a white working class male in a Newsnight green room is just as rare as finding, you know, a cannibal tribe in the Amazon who haven't met people for the first time. That's the analogy he was trying to draw. But you know what? Bollocks to that, and bollocks to him. In vino veritas, there's actually a Talmudic version of that, you know, in wine truth. He was drunk as a skunk, and what was in his head was how he feels about the white working classes, and that there are... Basically, this was like looking at an animal in a zoo. This was an unusual specimen. So all his friends had to go down there and drink with him. Oh, and by the way, drinking in the green room. That's another interesting subject, isn't it, Mr. Drunky John Sweeney? Drinking in the green room. Now, I haven't had a huge media exposure. I've done a few times on I24 News, and there isn't even a coffee machine in I24 News' green room. I've been in that green room a couple of times. Firstly, it's not green. Secondly, it's surrounded by glass walls. And in fact, the very first time I was there, I smacked straight into one of the glass walls on my way back to it. Very embarrassing. And there's no alcohol in it. But apparently... BBC green rooms are stocked with a fully stocked taxpayer-funded bar, which is nice to know. So if you find or hear that there's someone interesting in a green room, people like John Sweeney and his mates can just go down and have a drink there and enjoy the presence and the company of a cannibal Amazonian rarity of a white working class male. Danny. No, I'm not prepared to give him a charitable interpretation. And I'm not prepared to give BBC a charitable interpretation. BBC Panorama. How many other times have they stitched people up? How many other times have they coerced people to talk into them to give either unverifiable or salacious details that are not true? We don't know. We can't trust them. You can't trust them anymore. I trust Tommy. I trust people like Tommy. There's a lot more independent people. I'm spending a great deal more time watching YouTube and other independent sources than I am watching CNN, Fox, BBC, any of these guys. It's rubbish. All right, I've gone on long enough. My coffee has probably gone cold. Not quite. Thanks very much for watching. I'll stick this on YouTube. I'm Brian of London. I'm in Israel. brianoflondon.me is my website, my newly minted website, because I needed my own place to put this kind of stuff. But check out the YouTube, subscribe, like, all that crap. And rewind and watch this from the beginning if you're just joining. It's very interesting. There are much bigger, broader implications of demolishing BBC and BBC Panorama and John Sweeney. It's going to be a fun few days. Bye.